Hollow folk. You're here with Natasha Thorne and Amelia Everbleed as we try to navigate this strange place we call home.
Yes, as I'm sure you're aware, this last week has seen some extra strange happenings. An increase in all types of storms has ripped up large parts of the Hollows.
Yes, with destruction everywhere, we need to first report on some new rules and safety zones. Since 30-foot craters have appeared near Sleeping Siren's Tavern, the whole road has been closed. No one is permitted to take this route under any circumstances.
Fires have broken out near Pluto's Gate, causing repeated plutonium leaks, followed by explosions. Guards have also sealed off this area, so the stargazing event due to take place this Saturday has unfortunately been cancelled.
An unidentified creature has been seen lurking in the shadows close to Screamer's Woods. Initially not too much of a cause for concern, it is now being reported it was seen close to the town hall just before curfew last night. Patrols have been set up to try and catch the creature.
And again, there will be no transport to take throughout the Hollows. Damaged tracks means trams cannot run. Roads blocked with fallen trees mean that nearly every road is blocked at some point. Also, after a number of leaping llamas were attacked with an unknown gas in their field yesterday evening, they've been left too drowsy and intoxicated to operate replacement transportation.
A state of emergency has been declared by Mayor Scriven. This is the first time this has happened since the incident 36 years ago.
Though this is of course very concerning, residents are asked not to panic. Instead, make sure you have a big breakfast to fuel up for your traumatic day, and you'll survive. Probably.
Well, now I'm a bit more concerned, even though I had an extra bowl of shreddies.
Well, at least you won't go hungry.
That is true. But do you not find it weird that there are fallen trees in specific areas and points at every road?
Everything in the Hollows is weird.
No, but this just seems extra weird, almost like it's been done on purpose by someone.
Maybe it's just the ways the storms have passed. We had bat storms mixed with thunderstorms the other day, so maybe they just keep hitting each other at certain points, creating a weird pattern.
No, I think it's more than that.
What, created by something?
Or someone.
What is it with you and your weird conspiracy theories at the minute? You're convinced one person is doing this, but sure, that's a lot for one person to do. Like, where have they found the time?
I don't know, maybe they have some unknown power and they're using it against us.
I don't think anyone hates it that much here in the Hollows that they want to destroy the whole thing.
I'm not saying they want to completely destroy it, just maybe wreak some havoc.
Well, they've definitely achieved that.
Or maybe they're going after one specific person and taking everyone down in the process.
Bloody hell, it's a bit dramatic.
I think it is. Yes, but if you add that up with...
Yeah, but why her?
Well, she did.
Well, I'm sure the guards will keep us up to date and will apprehend the person responsible, if it is a person. Or it could be a little weird apocalypse.
Oh, because that's better, is it?
Well, it's better than it being one person trying to destroy us all.
Well, it's time for an ad break, so be sure to join us again as we continue this debate.
Hey you. Yeah, you. The one hearing us right now. Welcome to Cryptic Soup. I'm Thina.
And I'm Kylie. We wanted to say hey and tell you about our podcast. It's a podcast we both host where we talk crimes, cryptids, murders, and a lot of wild stuff in between.
You can find Mothman, Jeffrey Dahmer, SeaWorld, Spectrophilia, Casey Anthony, or even Skinwalker Ranch to be just a few of the crazy topics we cover.
We even do some fun urban legends to make you feel like a kid at the campfire again.
We're just two best friends hanging out, diving into all the things that your coworkers think you're a weirdo for wanting to talk about. We have a new episode every Tuesday at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're always open for case suggestions.
Our Instagram is @CrypticSoupPod, where our DMs are always open, so slide on in. We always want to hear your opinions about any cases and episodes we cover.
You can find our episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and most podcasting platforms. At Cryptic Soup Pod, the menu is always overflowing with crazy topics you'll want to hear about. So join the conversation today and come hang out with us.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back. And before we continue with the apocalypse debate, here are today's top stories.
The sentencing of Barbara Small took place yesterday. She was found guilty of killing Mad Mabel's cat. And in a strange turn of events, she was also convicted of further crimes spanning the last decade. She has been given a life sentence at Six Hills Sanitarium. We've reached out to Six Hills and have been granted exclusive access to her for an interview.
Yes, that's definitely one for you to tune in for. Next up in top stories, it's been a bad week for the llamas. Larry the llama has been detained after procreating with a rabid sloth.
In other news, we have an update on Mrs. Becker's love potion scandal. It appears all bonds have been broken and restored. Oh yeah, that reminds me. I was speaking to Jim and he's been feeling sick at heart ever since Michaela gave him the chocolate.
You and bloody Jim.
It's not that, I just don't trust her.
Well yeah, of course you. Well, obviously now the lab's given us the name of this new creature.
Oh, what, the Momos?
I know, I love that name.
Yeah, they're so cute. That curly, fluffy little noodle head.
I wasn't expecting them to be so small.
Yeah, they don't even come up to my knees.
They're just little chunks. They do look cheeky.
Yeah, I want one.
On a more serious note, the lab has stated that under no circumstances should residents approach the Momos and take them in as pets.
Oh, but I want one. They don't look like they could do that much damage.
Yeah, but the lab wouldn't have said that if they weren't dangerous.
Well, what are they supposed to have done?
I don't know, they haven't disclosed that yet, but they believe it's linked to the recent strange events.
Yes, because we've also had 27 bat storms. That's more in the last month than throughout the whole recorded history of the Hollows.
Yeah, it's destroyed a lot.
Yes, and on my point on the roads earlier, it's weird that it's at the T-junction of every road. That's more than just a coincidence.
Like I said, maybe it's just where different storms collided.
But storms don't follow roads.
From a scientific angle, this is where the road's more open. There's less trees and buildings, so the storms have nothing blocking the path, causing them to merge.
I'm not convinced. I think someone's deliberately hitting these points to block off the roads, keeping us trapped.
Yeah, but how?
I don't know. Maybe they're using their minds to change the path of the storms.
Okay, so they've changed the course of the storms, invited in a new creature.
Maybe they created it.
Started a love potion scandal, changed the weather, started fires, possessed a child to go out and out everyone's sins, interfered with the guard's radio, and last but not least, are dragging down precious...
Well, hello! I'm Dom, and I'm the host of Horror House, True Crime, and the Macabre. Do you have an interest in true crime, cults, the paranormal, and all things macabre? Then Horror House may be the new podcast for your rotation. Join me every Friday as I discuss stomach-churning true crime, mystifying cases of the unexplained, crazy cults, and more, presented with a side of dry British humour. Horror House is available wherever you find your podcasts, and you can find the podcast on social media at horrorhouse_pod. Until next time, stay spooky, my friends.
Welcome back, guys. Nothing weird going on here.
What?
There's so much to get fixed. These roads could take weeks to clear. What are they going to fill those craters in with? And more importantly, what was the gas used on the llamas?
I'm more bothered about the fact they cancelled the stargazing. I was looking forward to that. I've not had a night out in ages.
I don't care about your stars. I'm more bothered about our residents. I don't want to get gassed. What if someone sustains serious injuries or even worse, dies?
Getting a bit dramatic now.
I'm not. Have you not noticed the increase in the amount of extremely weird events?
I don't know. Maybe the Hollows is going through a phase.
This is not a phase.
Sorry to interrupt you, but we have some breaking news just in. Sylvia the Rabbit Sloth has given birth to a healthy, if not strange and nature-defying, sloth-llama hybrid.
The lab is keeping them under close watch as the Hollows has never seen anything like this.
Yes, but how are they going to turn out? Like, is it going to be rabid like the sloths or chilled like the llamas?
I think that's why the lab is planning on keeping them.
I wonder what they look like.
Long-legged, slobbery things?
Will it be classed as a new creature like the Zorse? Just...